Proud 107.5, Columbus' number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to Any Given Sunday. Listen, y'all, make sure that y'all go out and vote this week. It's very important, man, to be a part of the political process. Just Birds, man, tell them why they need to get out there and vote, man.
Listen, because your vote counts. A lot of folks think that your vote doesn't count. Your vote really does matter.
Yeah.
If you don't know who you're voting for, you've got time to research.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not just people you're voting for. There's issues out there that you're voting for. So get out there. Do your research.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people on what's the whack website that I don't even read and check it out anymore? Point is, you can go to a website. You can go to a certain website, mm-hmm, and find out all the information you need to know before you go vote. Don't vote blindly. That's
right.
What I'll say.
Very, very important. So y'all get out there and y'all vote. And if you got somebody who hasn't voted in the past, tell them this year that it's very important that they vote. Now, what's amazing is that we just had our face-to-face Stand Against Violence event. And this last segment, we're going to be talking about some of the issues that were brought up with this actual event. We have Mr. Al Battle here, who filmed that event. And right now there's a video up at mycolumbuspower.com if you want to check it out. You can also go to youtube.com, hit Empower 107.5 face-to-face event. You'll be able to see the recap video. Al, man, what was your thoughts on that event, man? How did you enjoy yourself? Were you surprised about the turnout? I mean, it was a great turnout.
It was a great turnout. It was definitely enlightening to see the community come out and really speak their mind to the officers, real officers.
Yeah.
And you know, if you watch the whole clip, you'll see, man, it got real raw.
Yeah.
The community is just tired of the violence that's going on in the city of Columbus.
Yeah.
And people, they want to see a change.
Let's do this, man. Let's do this because I want to go straight to a clip that actually happened at the actual face-to-face event, and then I'm gonna get both of y'all's feedback on it. So let's go to this clip real fast.
Hi, my name is London. I'm not really good with speaking, but I would like to say something. I actually know all of you, but I know how you think. And the answer to this whole situation, because I'm a young person, and I've lost a few friends to society by the people who work with you, but it's not y'all. It's actually what's behind your head. Power 107.5, the music that y'all play is what's taking my people from me. Why do y'all keep playing it? There's more than just that for hip hop, because I listen to other things besides, you know, the people who are always talking about how many bees they got, how many hoes they got. I mean, like, there's more to just, you know, just people out there, all this other stuff that they're doing. There's more to that than just this, so.
So, just Birds, you know, you heard that clip. What are your thoughts on what London was saying?
I don't want to say I agree with him, but I definitely know where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I essentially feel the same way. The problem is, no one is forcing our children to listen to this music.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Granted, we don't give a disclaimer, mm-hmm, on our music, but we also, you know, we can't control who listens to the music.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, what we are in charge of is entertainment.
Right.
And now, for everyone who knows me, mm-hmm, you know I don't get down with the music even we play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I choose not to listen to it. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
My children do not listen to it. If you know your children shouldn't listen to this music, then by all means, take control of your radio.
Exactly.
Take control of your television.
Mm-hmm.
Take control of your internet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit back and let people blame entertainment for raising their children.
Yeah.
That means the parents have given up.
Yeah.
Okay. When you hand over the authority to raise your children to my radio station, you can't be surprised how your children are raised.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. And and City did a great job of answering that question. And I'm gonna try to, if I can, make sure I play a clip of City's response to that as well. But I also want y'all to hear another clip, an issue that was brought up at the actual face-to-face Stand Against Violence.
One of the issues that people in our in the African American community, in my community, have there's this misconception about the grand jury and its selection. The grand jury is selected by it's randomly selected by a pool of registered voters. Well, in our community, we're lacking, and so. If you want your pastors on the grand jury, if you want your mama on a grand jury, you know, they have to register to vote. We have there's a problem there.
So, you know, one of the questions was about grand juries and about how a lot of times the grand juries do not look like the people that are being, you know, prosecuted or people that are defending themselves. And there was a great answer that Ariel gave, who works with the sheriff's department. And she was talking about how the issue was that people aren't registered to vote. And so with them not being registered to vote, they don't get chosen in that random selection of a jury. So what's y'all's thoughts on this?
I mean, they say you be judged by your peers.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is our peers, young African-American, they're not registered to vote.
Right.
So if no other reason, you know what I'm saying? Like we need to be registered to vote. And again, like I said, whether you vote or not, you need to be registered to vote for instances just like that.
Yeah.
Because too many times you have a black faced defendant in an all white faced jury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm sorry, I don't even want to break it down to race. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't necessarily have to be with race sometimes. But economical background mm-hmm. is very important.
Yeah.
Okay. If the poor aren't registered to vote, then the poor don't have a voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's what's more important. Not necessarily race.
Right.
But it's the poor.
Economic class. Because
there's poor white folks out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, they're falling under the same circumstances a lot of us black folks are falling under. But it's because the rich,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? They're structured to stay rich.
Yeah.
And as long as the poor have apathy and they just think, oh, I can't do anything about it, here is your chance to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to change the world by registering to vote, but at least you have started the process.
Yeah, you can change the outcome of certain situations that are going on
right.
in the city of Columbus, for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have not had a chance to, you know, check out mycolumbuspower.com, go there right now. You can see some of the videos and visuals that are there. Now, before we end, I want to talk to y'all about this last news bit. So there's a father who put his 10-year-old daughter on blast on Facebook for lying about her age. One father, he's put his foot down. And what happened is, you know, you think about so many kids who are in a rush to get older. Right. So you got a 10-year-old girl. She's on Facebook and she's posting pictures. She's talking about how she's 14, 15, 18 years old and how she's dating some guys. And her dad actually found out about this on Facebook. So what he did was he posted pictures of her in a shirt, an airbrush shirt that you know, made her put on a huge airbrush shirt that says, you know, I'm 10 years old, with huge barrettes in her hair, with a like Dora the Explorer type of backpack, and sent her to school, saying that, you know, you're gonna tell people how old you really are. People gonna know that you're really a child. And he posted a picture of it on Facebook and everything.
So she's 10
years old.
Did you see the picture?
Nah.
And it's funny because when I first saw the picture, I didn't read the story.
Mm-hmm.
The picture of her as a kid. Now, I mean,
the father dressed her up in an airbrush shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now, again, the girl doesn't look 10.
She looks older
mm-hmm. than 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, well, I can see where she's going.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with social media, you can be whoever you want.
Yeah.
But as a parent, as a father, I won't say he did the right thing, but he did something.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He did something.
Right.
And that is a good thing because mm-hmm. too many times, like you said, we're all adults.
Mm-hmm.
If we could be 10 years old again, we all would.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it's one of those things where you have to teach your children grow up slow because
yeah.
it only takes a small adult decision.
That's it.
To ruin the rest of your life.
Change your life. Yeah.
No, I thought he did a good job. Just hearing what you're saying, because, you know, nip it in the bud right then and there,
mm-hmm.
put her to shame right then, because somebody else would have been like, oh, you know, she's how cute, acting like you 14. No,
right.
Put her to shame, make her wear airbrush shirts and put cheap barrettes in her head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Treat it like that.
And again, it's one of those things where she did her thing on Facebook, so he put her punishment on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So yeah. that's what I applaud mm-hmm. right there, is because,
yeah.
And then again, a lot of people could have beat her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's what people say. He could have beat her. You
he could have
I mean?
Beat her.
So it's good that he took this step.
Like, again, we've seen videos
mm-hmm.
of girls dancing like grown women,
mm-hmm.
and the fathers bust in and they beat them like
yeah.
grown women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we all think to ourselves, well, we're glad he punished her, but he could have done it another way.
Yeah.
So applaud his father for thinking outside the box once again.
Yeah. Now, really quickly, I'm not sure if you heard the comedian Hannibal Buress. He was talking about how Bill Cosby is a rapist, all right? And so he was saying, you know, he did a comedy bit just talking about how, well, you know, Bill Cosby's been talking down to black people for so long, but hey, you've been accused of raping over 13 women.
Is that true?
Well, this his the allegations of him raping 13 women has been true. Like, they have they have stories.
Wow.
Of over 13 women who have came and said, hey, Bill Cosby has either sexually assaulted me, raped me, according to, you know, news outlets.
Right.
All
right.
And so do you feel like this is do you feel like this is necessary for Hannibal Buress to bring this stuff back up? As a young comedian, is he ruining his career by doing this? Or is it something that you think needs to be talked about?
I always believe in, you know, say, keep it real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I like Hannibal Buress. I heard a lot of his jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty straightforward. Yeah. I think he did. I mean, it's part of comedy, though.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's one of those things where he's using someone else's fault. And there was a conversation that we were listening to the other day about, there's a particular club mm-hmm. in California that are letting white comics say the N-word for one particular night.
Wow.
Okay. And the debate was, well, it's comedy. Let jokes be jokes. It's mm-hmm. This is their art. Mm-hmm. But when your art is now affecting the career or the livelihood of someone else, I believe you're stepping over your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't find that funny.
Yeah.
Who would laugh at Bill Cosby being accused of rape? No one would laugh at that.
I mean, people were cracking up in the crowd.
I think you have to see the bit.
And I'm not saying it was right either. I just wonder if this will handicap his career off top by going at a legend like this. And I want to know what you think out there. So go to mycolumbuspower.com right now. Go to mycolumbuspower.com. Go on our site. Check out clips of the show. Listen, you're tuned in to Any Given Sunday on Power 107.5. Al Battle, thanks for coming in, man.
Oh, no problem, man. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely, man. Remember to keep God first. With God, all things are possible. All is all. That's all that all means. Join us again here next Sunday on Any Given Sunday, Power 107.5.